Okay, Chevra, we are learning the sugya Bishulei Nachrim, Kuf Yud Gimel Se'if Aleph, and we mentioned that according to the Balei HaTosfos, in order to violate Bishulei Nachrim, the food has to come into two categories. The food has to be the type of food that's not edible ruah, and the food also has to be the type of food that is Ola Al Shulchan Malachim, the type of food that would be served, technically or literally speaking, at a king's feast. That's what we noted. And yesterday, we began the conversation about what exactly does Ola Al Shulchan Malachim mean? What's the translation of Ola Al Shulchan Malachim? So we noted that the Star K on their website said that they contacted the White House chef, and the White House chefs told them what they serve at state dinners. That was one approach. In the Chokas bin Yomin, he quotes that many say that hu hadin if it's ola al shulchan sarim. In other words, it doesn't have to be a king. You wouldn't have to contact the White House. I guess you'd have to contact the Waldorf Astoria or some, you know, chashuv place where they give chashuv food. That was that approach. We pointed out that the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tesvav, of Ma'achalos Asuros, seems to have a different definition. The Rambam said that the definition of Ola Al Shulchan Malachim is food that I would invite someone to for a Seuda. Right? That was the way the Rambam wrote it. I want to spend a little more time in the Rambam in a few minutes, but let's just read the Lashon HaRambam inside. She'ikar ha'gezera mishum kasnus, shelo yizamno ha'goy etzlo b'se'uda, v'dover she'ino ola shulchan malachim, lacho basapas, ino adam mizamein chaveru olav. Right? In other words, according to the Rambam, the inyan depends whether I would invite you over. That was the way the Rambam said it, and yesterday we had a bit of a conversation about that. And at the end of yesterday's shiur, so I pointed out that Rabbi Ganek tells a story that Rav Shimon Schwab, this is in Rabbi Ganek's article in the second volume of his Sefer, it's on page 200, that Rav Shimon Schwab asked the Chazon Ish whether sardines are considered Ola al Shulchan Malachim, and that question could be looked at based on the sugya that we'll have later on about Dagim Katanim, about small fish, whether they are called Ola Al Shulchan Malachim or Nechal Kamo Shulchai, etc. I think that's what Rabbi Schwab probably had in mind when he asked the question. And the Chazon Ish responded, he said, what do you think the King of England eats for breakfast? Right? What does the King of England eat for breakfast? Meaning, Rabbi Ganek explains, that the definition of Ola Al Shulchan Malachim means any food that a king would eat, even if it's not at a chashuv meal, even if the king is just sitting around at his own private breakfast table, the king won't eat food which is inferior. He won't eat bad-tasting food, but if it is, or he won't eat low-quality food, but if the food is a quality food that the king would eat for breakfast, that is called Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. And Rabbi Ganek, Reb Asher Zimmerman said that also. Gevaldik. Okay, so, again, did he have a Masorah from the Chazon Ish, or this is his own Svara? Okay, I mean, it's not a crazy Svara. I think there is a certain, if anything, I would say that might be the Pashtus in the Lashon, Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. Right, what the king puts on his table. I think it's very reasonable. Now, Rabbi Ganek tainas that this issue is actually two opinions in a Tosfos on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, Dibra Hamaskel V'Tarvayhu. You know, there is an Isser that we'll learn about in Simin Kuf Yud Dalet, Emir Tzah Hashem. The Isser is called Shechar Akon, that you're not allowed to drink the beer of Goyim. And the Isser Shechar Akum, I think we mentioned this like in the first shiur way back when we spoke about Pasakum. Shechar Akum is Bepashtus and Isser Gavra, which means the item, the cheftza of the beer is kosher. I just can't drink the beer with the goy. And the Gemara speaks about how different Amoraim would act with respect to the Sheikhar. So the Gemara writes that Rav Papa mafikin lei la'abova dechanusa. For Rav Papa, they would take the Sheikhar out to the door of the store, Vishasi, and he'd drink it over there. Rav Achoy maisile lebeise Vishasi. Rav Achoy would take the Sheikhar to his own home, and then he would drink it. V'tarvayu mishum chasnus, Rav Avoy ovid harchoke yiserita. Zach the Gemara, they both assume that the Isser Sheikhar Akum is because of chasnus. The thing is that Rav Achoy had an additional harchoke. Right, Rav Papa was meiko, was machmir or meiko, anyway you want to look at it, only to take the beer out of the store. He would stand at the threshold and he'd drink the beer. Rav Achoy would not drink it until he got all the way to his house. That's what the Gemara says. Zuck Taisvis. Taisvis at the end comments, Taisvis v'tarvayu towards the end, says that Bichlal Din Sheikhar is Bain Sheikhar Shel Temorim Bain Shel Tevua. The Isser of Sheikhar Akum applies both to what we call beer, and Sheikhar Temorim is what they would call mead. I think mead is something that they make from Temorim, which are then distilled to some extent, and it becomes Sheikhar Temorim. Then Tosfos asks Akasha, how come the ein lasso shel tevua mishum bishulei akum kimo salka v'daisa? For Tosfos, how come the Sheikhar of tevua is not asar alts bishul akum? The Sheikhar of Temorim can't be asar alts bishul akum because Temorim are edible ruach. But the tevua is not edible ruah. The afagav de lo chazi lakos kishuhu chai. It's not edible ruah. You can't really chew it while it's ruah. I want to talk about that one in a few minutes. The svirulei ki idach lishna derav de amar kosher ino oila shulcha malachim ein bo mishum bishulei akum. Vashgachna that Reb Yochanan holds that way in Perek Reb Yishmael and in Yevamis and Perek Acholetz. So the first reason that Taisus gives is that Sheikhar is not Olal Shulchan Malachim. So the reason why beer is not a problem with Bishul Akum is it's not Olal Shulchan Malachim. V'od yesh tam acher lahatir ha-Sheikhar, dein bo mishum Bishul Akum, d'chi heichid ha-tevua v'teilo l'gabe ha-mayin l'inyin birkas shahako niya b'dvaro, ha-chanami hi b'teilo l'inyin iser Bishul. Taisus' second explanation is that what bracha do you make on beer? You don't make a mezonos on beer, no? No one makes a mezonos on beer. You make a shahakol on beer. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the barley is bottled to the water. So if it's bottled to the water, le'inyan bishule, le'inyan birchas hanehenin, it's also bottled le'gabe the din of bishul akum. So there are two opinions in Taisus. What's the din of beer? Right, what's the heter of beer? Either the heter is beer because it's now Eilal Shulchan Malachim, or the heter of beer is because it's a shahako, and therefore the tevua is bottle. Rabbi Ganak says, one second, how come the second day of Taisvis doesn't hold like the first day up? The first day of Taisvis says beer is now Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Apparently the second day holds that beer is Olal Shulchan Malachim. What's the pshat? The pshat might be that they're arguing about this Chazon Ish. Is beer, right? Beer is something that's not inferior quality, no? Even if Budweiser is inferior quality, there actually are good beers in this country, right? Beer, right? It could be that beer is called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. So it could be, says Rabbi Ganak, that the Machlokas here in Tosfos about why is beer mutter, the second day in Taisus holds that beer is Ola al Shulchan Malachim, because the second day in Taisus defines Ola al Shulchan Malachim differently. The second day in Taisus defines Ola al Shulchan Malachim as any food which is not inferior. That could be. It could be. That's the way Rabbi Ganak took it. Now, it's entirely possible, though, that there is a different mahalach in these two opinions in Taisus. And that's based on the way the Gemara said it on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara doesn't write a lashon of Ola al Shulchan Malachim and stop there. The Gemara's lashon is Ola al Shulchan Malachim lilafes boes hapas. No? What does it mean to be malafes as hapas? So malafes as hapas l'cha'ora means that it enhances the bread. No? Ola al Shulchan Malachim means something that you use as an accessory to the bread. Ichves jelly, no? Stuff like that, or stuff that you eat with bread, meat. You have a meat sandwich, no? Those things are oila shulchan malachim because it's melafes es hapas. The question that we have to address is whether this lashon of melafes es hapas, is this lashon davka, or is this lashon lav davka? That's the question that we have to address. Let's say I have food, even if the food is a chash of a food, but it's not a food that comes with bread. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's say I have food which is a chash of a food, but it's not food that comes, that accompanies bread. So is such food going to be a problem of Bishulei Nachrim? Is such food going to be a problem of Bishulei Nachrim? Now, this issue is an old Machlekes HaRishonim. A very old Machlekes HaRishonim. Let's look at the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Mamesh, like, Bishul Akum is really a condensed sugya. Right, so Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about two lashonos. The lashon of sura is that's based on nechal kmo shulchai. The lashon pumpedisa is based on oila shulchan melechon and lafes as a pas. Givaldik. Ika benayu, says the Gemara. Dogim ketanim aradi vadaisa. These three things are the nafgamina between the reasons. Zakt Rashi. Dogim ketanim aradi and daisa. All of these things, according to Rashi, are not ne'echal chai, and they are not oilal shulchan malachim. All these things, if you hold of surah's reason, that is based on ne'echal kamo shulchai, so fish is not ne'echal kamo shulchai. Ardi, what's ardi? It's bullets in Old French. Does anyone know what that is? I have no idea what it is. And daisa, all these things are not ne'echal chai, but they are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. So, Zakt Rashi, and Taisus agrees with this Hesber, that all these things only have Bishul Akum according to the, all these things are only Mutter according to the second Lashon, because they are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Gevaldik. However, that's the way Rashi and Taisus learn the Gemara. If you look at the Rashba, on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph in the Torah Habayis. And I think, although there might be a teeny bit of a Girsa issue over here, I think this is also what the Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the page is saying. The Rashba writes that Dogim Ketanim and Ardi, these tiny fish and Ardi, whatever they are, you're right, these things are not Nechal Chai, and it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. However, daisa is nechal kamo shulchai. What's daisa? Daisa, I think, is like oatmeal, no? Porridge. So daisa is nechal chai, says the Rashba. But daisa is, right? In other words, the fact that it's nechal chai, that's why there's no bishul akum. The daisa would be oila al shulchan malachim. That's what the Rashba writes. Right? According to the Rashba, Daisa is the opposite of the way it is according to Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Daisa is not edible raw, but it's not Ola al-Shulchan Malachim. According to the Rashba, Daisa is Ola al-Shulchan Malachim, right? Daisa is Ola al Shulchan Melachim, but it is edible raw. Cereal grains are edible raw. Now, it seems to me that there are a few nekudas hamachlokes over here. One of the points of dispute relates to how do I define nechal chai. Nechal chai, you could eat it raw. You know, the Gemara has a lashon in many places of Shas, koseis es hachita. Koseis, and Tosfos actually referenced this on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis also. Koseis es hachita means a raw grain, you can eat it. Now, it's not something that you eat in the sense of eating. You kind of chew on it. You get a little bit of flavor out of it. Right? That is koseis es hachita. Many Rishonim say, I think Rashi writes this way in the last parak of Yoma, that koseis means that you have achila shelo kedarka. It's eating, but it's not the normal way of eating. Ordinarily, when I eat, I also swallow. Koseis is something that I eat without swallowing. No? You chew on it, but you don't swallow it. It's what chewing gum is supposed to be, no? I think everyone violates the issur of swallowing their chewing gum, but technically speaking, right, there are certain foods that you chew on them and you don't eat them. That's koseis es hachita. The Rashba says that koseis es hachita, daisa is made out of wheat. It's grains that then they mix with hot water, no? Zuck the Rashba. Daisa is nechal kemoshu chai. Because the Rashba says that koseis is also considered achila for these purposes. Taisvis, however, Rashi disagrees. Rashi and Taisvis say no. Koseis heist nisht nechal kemoshu chai. Koseis, when you chew on something, that's not called eating it. That's just chewing it. That's not eating. Okay? So that's one nekuda of the machlokes. If you'd ask me what's the lumdus behind this, right? Just saying that they're disagreeing is nice, but we need lumdus because we're Jews. Jews need lumdus. So what's the lumdus behind this? So it seems to me that this might depend on the chakira as to what's the lumdus of nechal kemoshu hu chai. Something that's edible raw is not subject to bishul akum. One could learn that, and I think we spoke about this yesterday in passing, one could learn that it's not halachically cooking. You know, the Rambam Perek Tesef Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Gimel, right, has that line that if I cook something that's edible belav hachi, that's not cooking for Shabbos. The definition of cooking might mean, right, that you make something edible that was previously inedible. So, if that's the pshat, that could be the pshat in nechal kemoshu chai. Alternatively, the pshat in nechal kemoshu chai, the way we said it, is that if something was edible beforehand, so you're not doing me such a big favor when you cook it for me, and therefore there's not going to be kirif hadas. But that was the other mahalach. One mahalach is a global din in Bishul. The other mahalach is a din in Kirav Hadas. I would argue that the Rashba who says that Daisa, which means that the Koseis es hachita is considered Nechal Kemoshu Chai, the Rashba is a formalist. The Rashba is taking the approach that the definition or the reason behind Nechal Kemoshu Chai is that it's not considered cooking. Cooking means taking something from inedible and making it edible. The chita, was it edible beforehand? Of course it was edible beforehand. So if I'm a formalist, if I take that approach, that's not nechal kemoshu chai, right? Where that is nechal kemoshu chai. According to the Rashba, it's nechal kemoshu chai in the sense of you could eat it beforehand. If you could eat it beforehand, theoretically, so therefore what you do is not halachically considered cooking. However, if I take the other approach, that Nechal K'moy Shulchai is the pshat that I'm not doing you a big favor. Because there's no Kirif Hadas, because you could eat it anyway. Well, Koseis, it's eating in the halachic sense. But I'm still doing you a big favor, no? I'm making porridge for you, Mamish Goldilocks. I'm making something that is, of course I'm doing you a favor. Of course it's going to be Kirif Hadas. Right? So I would contend that for the Rashba, Koseis Es Hachita is considered Nechal K'mo Shulchai, because the Rashba is taking the Mahalach that Nechal K'mo Shulchai is a formal din. It's a din in, is this Bishul or not Bishul? Meaning, are you taking the food and transforming it from inedible to edible? But if the Pshad is that Nechal K'mo Shulchai is a din in Bishul Akum, based on whether there's Kirif Hadas, based on whether you're doing me a favor, so then I would say, hey, of course you're doing me a favor. You're making porridge. Until now it was just grains. Now it's porridge. That's a big favor. So that is Nekuda Rishona in this Rashba. Nekuda Shniya in this Rashba, in the dispute between the Rashba and Taisvis, is that they're also disagreeing about whether Daisa is considered Oila al Shulchan Malachim. The Rashba says that Daisa is Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Taisvis and Rashi say Daisa is not Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Well, keep on reading in that Rashba, gentlemen. The Rashba frekta kasha. The Rashba says, what do you mean Daisa is Ola al Shulchan Malachim? The Gemara has an expression about Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. These stupid Babylonians. Da'achli Nahama Binahama. I think that means that they don't have any proteins at their meal. They only eat carbohydrates, no? Da'achli Nahama Binahama. Stupid Babylonians. So frek the Rashba Akasha. What do you mean? Daisa is not Malafes as Hapas. When you have a Seuda, you don't also have Daisa. Right? The Seuda involves bread. You're not going to have Daisa, you're not going to have cereal at a meal with bread. Because if you do that, you'd be a stupid Babylonian. You'd be Bavloi Tipshoi, Da'afli Nahama Binahama. So the Rashba is bothered by this Kasha. And the Rashba answers, you know what? V'yesh lomar, d'lo amr l'lafes ha-sapas, ela davka b'mine lifton, k'lomar she'en b'chol mine lifton, mishum b'shuli nochrim, ela mine lifton ha-chashuvin, she'oilen machmas ha-shivuson, al shulcha melachim. I only say m'lafes es ha-pas by foods that are lifton. I only require that the food should accompany bread, if it's the type of food that ordinarily accompanies bread, chfeis, you have jelly or something like that. But something that itself is the core of the meal, so it doesn't have to be malafes es hapas. What the Rashba is telling me is that malafes es hapas is not a necessary criteria to violate Bishul Akum. If I have something that does not ever accompany bread, so then it is considered Bishul Akum, even if you have it at a meal without bread. Melafes es hapas, according to the Rashba, is not an independent category. Melafes es hapas is a din only in lifton. Lifton has to be Malafes es hapas. Daisa doesn't have to be Malafes es hapas. Kach katuv b'Rashba. Taisvis, however, might say, Rashi and Taisvis, who say that Daisa is not Eila al Shulcha Malachim, it could be that what they're saying is that, yeah, Daisa is the type of food that the king would eat, but the king would not eat it at a meal with bread. And the Rashi and Tosis might hold that lelafes as hapas is unnecessary criteria. So I would contend, like this, that maybe there's two points of dispute between the Rashba and Taisus. Right? One point of dispute is what's considered Nechal Kmo Shulchai, whether Koseis is also considered Achila for these purposes. The other point of dispute is what is called Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. Does Ola Al Shulchan Malachim have to be something which is Malafes as Hapas, or even if it's not Malafes as Hapas? Now, if this is the pshat, I think this is a different way of reading the Tosos on Daf Lamed Aleph. Remember, Tosos had two opinions about whether beer is Ola al Shulchan Malachim, no? So Rabbi Ganak says the opinion that beer is Ola al Shulchan Malachim might be that beer is Ola al Shulchan Malachim in the sense of it's not inferior. That's the way Rabbi Ganak understood it. I would argue that no, the issue in Taisvis is based on arvart of melafes as hapas. In other words, even something that I serve at a bread meal, if it's not something that accompanies bread, meat accompanies bread, you make a meat sandwich. Cheese accompanies bread, you make a cheese sandwich, no? Do you ever make a beer sandwich? I don't think anyone, even in the fraternity in college, had a havamin of making a beer sandwich. No? Ken et zayin. So, maybe the issue in Tosvos is not like the Chazon Ish said about the sardines and what does the King of England eat for breakfast, etc. But maybe the issue relates to whether Milafes as Hapas is a necessary criteria for being Olav Shulchan Melachim. It could be that Tosfos who says that Daisa is not Ole al Shulchan Melachim. Tosis holds that they might serve porridge at a chosh of a meal. But by definition, it has to be something that accompanies bread. Im kenim hadavarim, I would argue that what? That beer doesn't accompany the bread. Even if you have bread, even have beer at a meal with bread, but it doesn't come tzuzamin. Right, it doesn't mix together. This is Judaism according to Schwartz. Right, that's, I should title my course that. No, okay. But it seems to me that this is a possibility as to how we can interpret the dispute between Tosis and the Rashba and the two deos in Tosis with respect to beer. Yes, sir. Yeah, so that's a good... Right, Tosis has two deyas in Lamed Aleph. I guess you'd say that the Iker Deya is the Deya that it is... the Iker Deya is the Deya that it's going to be Batal, etc. Right, that is a funny thing, but sometimes Tosis does that. That doesn't bother me per se. If Tosis earlier in the Masechta has two opinions, and later the Masechta only picks up on one of the opinions, I think that's relatively standard. That mamish does not trouble me. Okay. Now, I have a ha'ara on Rabbi Ganak's entire formulation. I think my formulation is better. Rabbi Ganak is saying that beer is not inferior, and therefore, according to one opinion in Taisvis, it is Eila al Shulchan Malachim, even though it's not something that you mamish serve at a chush of a meal. So, it seems to me, years ago, when I was taking history in college with Dr. Albert Marin, so he assigned a reading for us about what did they serve, the Emperor Charlemagne, no? He was mamish Gadol HaGadolim, no? So there is a write-up about what they served at the funerary of Emperor Charlemagne. There's a seuda at the funeral that they had. We don't have this. But they had a seuda at their funerals. And at the funerary of Charlemagne, they served a vast amount of beer. I would, again, it was mostly mead, actually, not beer, but they served vast amounts of it, vast quantities of mead. What's the pshat? I think, even at the most chashuva meals, we think like modern people. We think that beer isn't food, isn't a drink that you serve at the most chashuva meal. And that's what Rabbi Ganak's premise is. I'm not sure that's correct. I would argue that in their times, beer was taka served at the most chashuva meals. Ad hayom hazeh, someone told me, when my brothers-in-law told me, that in Haredi communities in Eretz Yisrael, the drink that they have at weddings is beer. Right, we go around with wine. Right, that means that that's called Ole al Shulchan Malachim. What are the two opinions in Tosis? The two opinions in Tosis is like what I said, as to whether it has to be Malafes HaSapas. Rabbi Shlomovitz, how are you? Baruch Hashem. They drink beer, right. You see, they drink meat all the time, 100%. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, when I was in Revel, used to point out that they used to drink vast amounts. If you look at all the art of the Middle Ages, the people's face look like they had the images of like drunks, no? They had like a certain redness to their face, etc. They drank vast amounts of wine. The reason they had to drink so much wine is because the water was very polluted, because they used to use the rivers as their restroom also, no? So you couldn't drink the water. So you had to purify it somehow. So you would drink mead, you drink beer, you drink wine. You couldn't drink water because the water is mamish polluted, right? Again, I think this all makes sense. So Rabbi Ganak's premise that beer is not Eila al Shulchan Malachim, I don't think is correct. Rather, I think the two opinions relate to whether there is a requirement of being Malafes Es Hapas. Now, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would argue that Tosis' lashon of kosher ena shulchan malachim, it's ke'ilu that there is a word of v'chule in the Tosis. Right? That what Tosis really means is oila shulchan malachim lafes hapas. And Tosis is speaking in shorthand. That's the way I'm understanding it. Again, it would be kedai. Actually, I have over here. I just didn't look at it. I probably should have it. The Tosis Rabbeinu Elchanan. I should look at the way he says it. I would bet that there is some version of Tosis that has the v'chule, and it's a hemsheikh. It doesn't just mean olal shulchan malachim. That's my guess. Now. The Rambam has a lashon that we pointed out, that Ola al Shulchan Malachim is really not a king. It means any person. And the Rambam says that any person who invites someone to join him, that's called the Ola al Shulchan Malachim. Right? Shelo yizamnu hagoy etzel b'se'udah. That's the din. Now, a few ha'arils on this Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of bas se'uda. Se'uda ordinarily means a bread meal. No? Many poskim say that whatever is halachically considered a se'uda, you have to eat bread. And you have to wash for hamotzi at a siyum. No? The 9 days are coming up. We have to chazer the laws of a siyum. So many poskim assume that seudas mitzvah, a seuda by definition means with bread. So the Rambam is saying that the din of Bishul Akum depends on whether I'd invite you to eat this food at the seuda, at the meal. So you get an impression, first of all, it has to be food that is part of the meal. Now, the Rambam... also use the lashon le'echol bo'es hapas. Right? So it could be that the Rambam is saying that la'fes hapas is dafka, not lav dafka. But more than that, you see from the Rambam that the din of oila al shulchan melachim depends on the ma'achal, not on the min. Remember we had this chakira about what's the rationale of Ola Shulchan Malachim? Is it based on the Maichol? Do I assume that the food itself that is considered by definition? I say eggs is Ola Shulchan Malachim, even though I can make an egg in Dunkin' Donuts that looks radioactive and it comes in a styrofoam container. Potatoes are ola shulchan melachim, you could say. Right? The definition, the min is ola shulchan melachim. Alternatively, and most posts can assume this way, it's a din in the maichol, not in the min. For the Rambam, I think you get the impression clearly that it's din in the maichol, not in the min. Because the Rambam is saying that ola shulchan melachim means something that I invite you to eat. I'm not going to invite you to eat potato chips. I'm not going to invite you to eat, if I have food that comes from a very chashuv food, a potato, the most chashuv food in Eastern Europe. But I'm not going to invite you to eat potato chips. It's a din in the maichol. It depends on what I would invite you to eat. I think that's clear from the Rambam. Yes, sir.
Are you going to eat with
I know, but again, but if the Gemara says kol she'eino oila shulchan melachim, so it could be that the type of food that's oila shulchan melachim is aser. I could hear that's like a categorical statement. Eggs, potatoes, food that is ola shulchan melachim is aser. I could hear that. But the fact that the Rambam goes out of his way and says a hezber, that it depends on whether I'd invite you for a meal, so it's mavuar in the Rambam, that's it in the maichol. Mavuar. It's very hard, the approach that we were saying in Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Vav, the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, about the egg on top of the pas, it's very difficult to assume that it is... Now, it's very difficult to assume that we follow them in. But... No! Because for the Rambam, I think for the Rambam it's a Dover Pashut, that it's all based on what I would invite you to eat. Right? What would I invite you to eat? You're not going to eat. I'm not going to invite someone over to eat potato chips. I'm not going to invite you. Now, let me just say another nekuda here. Reb Usher Weiss in his tshuva, I forget if it's in volume 1 or volume 2 of the Tshuvas Minchas Usher. So the discussion about whether potato chips are subject to Bishul Akum. So Reb Usher Weiss says that even if you hold that the food doesn't have to be malafes as hapas, but the food still has to be a mana ikari, a main portion. So daisa could be the main part of a meal. Potato chips, my 8-year-old son who's behind me would completely disagree with this, but potato chips are not the main part of a meal. Right? It's not subject to Bishul Akum because a snack food is just that. It's not part of a seuda. Right? It could be that I define seuda maybe in a way that doesn't involve pas. That's what the Rashba is saying. The Rambam says, no, seuda has to involve pas. But certainly something that's not seuda food, something that is snack food, for sure doesn't come to play. Okay, gentlemen, I have two more ha'aros. Yes, sir. Right. I think that means that it's not malafi sa sapas, but yeah. No, so I think I don't. But beer is something that is eaten at a seuda. Snack food, right? Snack food is by definition not eaten at a seuda. You're right. I used the lashon ikur beforehand, but it's not seuda food. I think that's the hagdara that. I don't know if a standard shalashud is, yeah, I don't know, the egg salad and the tuna are taka malafi to sapas. People make egg salad and tuna sandwiches, but like the pretzels are... I have a kasha, is it orthodox? If they have potato... that's my only kasha. If you have potato chips and shalashud is, whatever. Okay, let's go back to the Taisus. According to the second opinion in Taisus on Lamed Aleph, the definition, the reason why beer is not subject to the rules of Bishulei Nachrim is because the barley is bottled to the water. And just like I don't make a borei mine mizonos when I drink beer, I also don't have Bishul Akum on my beer. That's the second opinion in Taisus. This Taisus is quoted by very many poskim in the Chokas Binyamin, like Se'if Katin Yud Ches Yud Tes Chaf, etc. He talks about this. They use this to explain the din in Se'if Beis. Se'if Beis says, if I mix Irev Dover HaNe'achal Kamoshu Chayim Dover She'inu Ne'achal Kamoshu Chayu Bishlam HaGoy, if the Iker is from Dover She'yesh Mishum Bishal Akum, it's Aser, if not, Mutter. Let's say you have a mixture, two foods are mixed together. This means that the foods are mixed together before it's cooked. If you mix the foods together before it's cooked, so if the ikar is something that's subject to Bishul Akum, so then it's a problem. But if the ikar is something that's not subject to Bishul Akum, then it's permitted. Right? This comes from the Gemara also in Lamed Ches, where the Gemara has a mahu detema that the harsana is ikar, kamashwan and kimcha ikar. The Gemara basically says that there's a din of ikar and tafel by Bishul Akum. Gevaldik. Now, what does Ikar and Tafel mean by Bishul Akum? How do I define Ikar and Tafel? So, Rev Binyamin Cohen in the Chokas Binyamin says, I see from the Tosvos that Tosvos is shtelling to the dinim of Birchas HaNehenin to the dinim of Bishul Akum. And beer, since it's a shahako when you drink it, so therefore there is no Bishul Akum on the beer. That's what Taisus says. That means that I am using the rules of Birchas HaNehenin for Bishul Akum, and I define Ikar and Tafel based on Hilchos Brechos. And in Hilchos Brechos we have rules, like let's say they're both Ikar, so then you follow the Rov. We have rules in Hilchos Brechos if I have a Taroves that involves Mizonos, so Mizonos is automatically considered the Ikar, no? Now, first of all, if this is the Pshat, that I follow Hilchos Birchas HaNehenin, so I don't understand the whole Gemara about Kasa de Harsana. Kasa de Harsana means that you have fish that's mixed with flour. Again, maybe this is precisely the issue in the Gemara. Maybe this is precisely the Shaklavitarya. The Gemara says, I would have thought that the harsana is ikar. I would have thought that the fish is the ikar. Kamash malon, that the kimcha is ikar. So, I'm just coming from the perspective of if it is a din, if the halacha of Iker and Tafel by Bishul Akum is based on Birchas HaNehenin, so that means that Mizonos is by definition considered Iker. So there would be no Hava Amina that Harsana is Iker. But again, there's no proof from this type of thing because it could be that's precisely what the Gemara means for Maskana. But basically what I'm suggesting is, or let me go back. Basically what the Chalkas Bin Yamin is suggesting is that you see from the Tosfos that the din of Bishul Akum is modeled after the halachos of Birchas HaNehenin and Ikar and Tafel. Now there are a few wrenches that I could throw in this. What does Ikar and Tafel mean by Birchas HaNehenin? You know, there's a sefer, the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha is mamish, an awesome sefer. No? He was a Talmud both of Reb Volvo and of the Chazon Ish. He was nifter very young. Reb Aryeh Primarchik wrote the sefer. He was nifter age 38. So the Emek Bracha has a question, has a chakira. What's the lumdus of Ikar and Tafel? Is the pshat that the item that is Tafel is ke'ilu non-existent, and therefore the bracha on the Ikar goes on the Tafel? Or is it that the item that is Tafel still exists? The only thing is that you only make one bracha on the food, and therefore the bracha of the Ikar exempts the Tafel. We change the bracha on the Tafel, that the bracha of the Ikar works for it, but the Tafel still exists. Right? That's the question about Ikar and Tafel. Is it non-existent, or does it exist? And just the, let's say, Bore Mine Mizonos would exempt, right, if I have Cheerios and milk, the Bore Mine Mizonos exempts the milk. Right? Fundamentally, the milk is here, according to the second approach, but this is the type of milk that you make a Mizonos on, because it's milk that comes with Cheerios. Alternatively, I could say no. Since the milk is here only to serve the Cheerios, so it's ki'ilu, the milk does not exist. And the nafkamin and hilchos brachos would be, let's say me'eza siba shehi, you have an ikar and tafel, and you eat a shi'ur of the tafel, but you don't eat a shi'ur of the ikar, what happens to the bracha achrona? Let's say I have Cheerios and milk, but I end up drinking all the milk and eating two of the Cheerios. I don't have a shi'ur of al hamichya for the Cheerios. Do I make a Berei Nefashos on the milk? So the Emek Bracha thinks that the lumdus of Ikar and Tafel is not that it's Batal and Gansen. The lumdus of Ikar and Tafel is that for Bracha purposes it's Batal. If that's the case, so I don't think Ikar and Tafel could possibly be relevant. I don't think the Ikar and Tafel of Birchas HaNehenin could possibly be relevant for Bishul Akum. Aye, what does Tosfos mean? So Tosfos might mean something entirely different. Rav Shechter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon on page 40 through 42. So Rav Shechter argues that maybe what Tosfos means, he quotes from Bisser Zalman Meltzer this idea, maybe you can't make a mizonos on a beverage. Mazon by definition means something that fills you up. Something that hydrates you doesn't fill you up. A beverage hydrates you. The definition of a beverage, again, is something that hydrates me. That's the definition. So I would argue that if that's the case, all Tosfos is saying is that maybe, or maybe Tosfos is saying that there's no din of Ikar, there's no din of Bishul Akum on beverages. Maybe a beverage is not shayich to the halachas of Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is a din in food, but there's no din in Bishul Akum on beverages, according to the second day in Tosfos. Reb Binyamin Cohen in the Chokas Binyamin on page 65. He quotes Chuvas of the Be'er Esek. I have no idea who that is. and a Tshuva in the Maharsham, and a line in the Shailo Meshev. He has like a whole bunch of Acharenim who say that there's no Bishul Akum on beverage, on drinks. Bishul Akum is only on food. And he asks, what do you mean? But the whole Taisus asks Akasha on, what's it called? Taisus asks Akasha about beer. So you see there is Bishul Akum on food. There is Bishul Akum on drinks. But the answer might be no. That's precisely what that last answer of Taisus means. The second answer of Taisus might mean that there's no Bishul Akum on beverages. Now Rav Shechter takes this idea to an extreme. Rav Shechter feels, again, you have to look this up in Be'ikvei Hatzon, page 40 to 42. Rav Shechter says that beverage, by definition, means something that quenches my thirst. And therefore, whiskey is not a beverage. People don't drink whiskey to quench their thirst. Therefore, whiskey is called a maichol. And therefore, Rav Shechter argues, what bracha do you make on the cup of schnapps? Bore mine mizonos. It's food. It's not a drink. And therefore, Rav Shechter argues, you know the practice of many people that they make Kiddush Shabbos morning on a cup of schnapps, no? Standard practice, right? Happens a lot. Says Rav Shechter, no, you can't do that. Because making Kiddush on schnapps, Kiddush on Shabbos morning has to be on a liquid. It can't be on maichol. You have to make Kiddush on a beverage. You can't make Kiddush on something which is fundamentally a food, which is fundamentally an ochel. Right? So Rav Shechter holds that you would make, it's unbelievable, this Rav Shechter, you would make a boreim ne'mezonis on your whiskey. You have your, I don't know, Johnny Walker, you make a mezonos on it, and you can't make Kiddush on it. That's what Rav Shechter says. The Kasha Glover used to defend all the Hasidisha practices. The Kasha Glover was the second Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. No, after Rebbe Meir Shapiro, Zechron Levrach, was Nifter, so Rebbe Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, the Kasha Glover, became the Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. One of the regrets I have in life is that when I used to talk about Pinchas Hirschsprung, I never asked him to tell me stories about the Kasha Glover. Everyone talks about Rebbe Meir Shapiro, Rebbe Meir Lubliner, everyone talks about him. Right? But people don't talk about the Kasha Glover. I want to know, this Jew who took over, began Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin, Ma Tivo Sho Berzeh, like, what's the pshat in him? Right? Again, unfortunately, I doubt there's anyone alive today who remembers the Kasha Glover. So the Kasha Glover always tries to defend the Hasidisha practices. And the Kasha Glover has a tshuva where he says, how come Hasidim make Kiddush on a cup of schnapps? It doesn't have a revius. So he answers, well, since the derech of schnapps is that you have only a little bit, so it's ke'ilu, it's an eichel, so the shir is kezayis, not revius. So Rav Shechter says, absolutely, he's right. But that's why you can't make Kiddush on a cup of schnapps. Because if the shir is kezayis, right, that means it's a food. It might be a liquid food. There are certain things called liquid foods. Soup is a liquid food. No? Soup is not a beverage. It's a liquid food. Rav Shechter holds that this is the din of dam. The Rambam writes that if a person eats dam, the shir is a kezayis. Why shouldn't it be a revius? Dam is a mashke. Teretz says, if you have dam, it's soup. It's not a beverage. Beisav nisht. But that's what Rav Shechter says. So basically, what I am trying to argue is as follows. The Chelkas Binyamin contends that we see from the end of Tosfos that the dinim of Birchas HaNehenin are the paradigm for Ikar and Tafel by Bishul Akum. And that's based on the second opinion in Tosfos. So first of all, who says we pass like the second opinion? Maybe we pass like the first opinion. Nosaf al kach, if you hold of Rav Shechter's Hesber in the second opinion of Tosis, that the rule is that beverages can't be a mezainis. So it's a din in the beverage. If that's the case, maybe what it's saying is that there's no din of Bishul Akum on beverages. Maybe that's the pshat, and that would be like the tshuvos that he quotes on page 65, the Be'er Esek, whatever, all those Acharonim who say that there's no din of Bishul Akum on beverages, but what that would mean is that your schnapps, your Johnny Walker, is subject to Bishul Akum, unless you hold that it's not really cooked. maybe distilling is a different process than cooking. That's already a different conversation entirely. I don't know exactly how you make whiskey. I don't know. But whatever. By the way, whiskey and scotch are the same thing, but by definition, scotch has to come from a place in Scotland, and whiskey is if it comes from any other place in the world. No? That's the definition. Okay, Chever, any questions, comments, observations? Yes. Oh, that's the pshat. It depends. Whiskey with an E is from America, without an E. Uh-huh. I thought it was just that, like, the British people have different spellings than Americans. But is Scotch and whiskey the same thing? Am I right that Scotch has to come from Scotland? Okay. Again, I am proving my amaratsis. Whatever. My father is going to say that he tried to teach me certain things and he was not successful. Okay. Yeah. Yoni, you had a question. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, that's a good point. Yeah. In terms of, right, and that's why your ha'ara from Chavola is an interesting ha'ara. That you see from Chavola that it's a din in dosh of some sort. According to, again, we'd have to like play the Rishon game and like, but according to those Rishonim, yeah, okay, that's a very good ha'ara. Okay. Yeah, so I thought that was in terms of pas versus bishul. I thought that was the context that he was saying it. Right, but again, I thought the kula over there is that the brachas megala, that it's in a different category. The brachas megala, that's considered pas, not bishul. That's actually a chakira that we spoke about when we learned pas. Is the definition of pas based on the rules of chala or based on the rules of hamotzi? That Darke Moshe, which I didn't notice at that time, says both of them. He says hamotzi and chala. Again, so this brings us back to what we discuss in Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Vav and how we understand the Pnadish or whatever, and we have three Mahalchem in it. Okay, that issue has been addressed. That issue has been addressed at length. Again? Okay, any further? Yeah. Yeah, so that, right, Rav Schechter is assuming that no one drinks schnapps to quench their thirst, so you're saying that the Metzius is not like that. I'm not a drinker, I don't know. I don't know, I'm just reporting what he says. Okay, it could be. Right. A liquid by death.
He has a lot of food. He has a lot of food.
Right. It's a... Well, again, what Sheikhar the Gemara says is Kol Midi de Meshaker, which... okay, that could be... That could be. I mean, I think the... Again, I think the question that Paul is asking is just like, if the definition of drink... Right? Yeah, the Gemara speaks about Devela Ke'ilis. The Gemara says if I could eat certain types of figs, I'm not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. If I eat a Devela Ke'ilis, right? So the pshat is you can get drunk on... Right, shekayres v'loy miyayin. No, it's a pasuk or something. You can't get drunk. Whatever. Veisach nisht. Das versteich nisht in ganzen. But, whatever. Okay, I have to go now because I have to give another shiur like in 10 minutes. Thank you, Chevra. Thank you for coming to listen. Amir Tashem will continue on Thursday. There's no shiur tomorrow or Wednesday. Amir Tashem on Thursday will continue.